This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. 100 years ago, the Winoska Creamery burned down. Here's the account of that fire from the Rose Times region of July 15, 1921. The little town of Winoska suffered a very disastrous fire last Monday morning when its most important institution, the creamery, went up in smoke. Wind discovered the fire had gained such a headway that nothing could be done to save any part of the building or contents. Luckily, the wind was from the east at the time, which undoubtedly saved the rest of the town from the flames. The fire is thought to have started in the roof from sparks. Buttermaker Qual had fired up in the boiler a short time previously and was out getting a lunch when the fire was discovered. Besides the building and machinery, 42 tubs of butter were also destroyed. The latter was covered by insurance, while about $2,200 was carried on the building and machinery. The destruction of the creamery at this time is a heavy loss for the Winoska community. It was doing a fine business, making up to 5,000 pounds of butter a week. Temporary arrangements for taking care of the cream from the community have been made with the Rose Creamery, the cream being hauled in by truck. Just what will be done will not be definitely known until the meeting of the stockbrokers, set for July 25th, is held. It is, however, expected that the creamery will be rebuilt. Well, it didn't take long to decide the future of the Winoska Creamery. In the Rose Times region of August 12, 1921, this article appeared. The Winoska Creamery, recently destroyed by fire, will be rebuilt larger and better than ever, according to a decision taken at the stockholders' meeting held last Friday. It was also decided to reorganize and dispose of enough new stock so that with the insurance money added, the new organization will have a cash capital of $5,000 for the new building. Over 80 shares have already been sold. The price per share is $25. August Olson, Thor Nya, and J.H. Laurie were named as the building committee, with instructions to get started as soon as possible. It is expected work on the new building will commence sometime next month. On September 30, 1921, the Rose Times region said this. Bids were opened at Winoska last Saturday for the new creamery building at that place. John Nelson Rozo was awarded the contract and will start building at once. The building is to be of concrete construction, 30 by 60 and 12 feet high. It will be modeled on the latest ideas in creamery building. The contract price is $3,700. By January 20, 1922, the Times Region announced an anticipated opening very soon. Here's that article. The new Winoska Creamery will be open for business shortly after February 1st, if present plans can be carried out. Not all of the machinery has been received yet, but it is being looked for every day. The new creamery is modern and up-to-date in every respect. It is modeled after the Flom Norman County Creamery, which is rated as a top-notcher. The creamery at Winoska is located in one of the best farming and dairying sections of Rose Oconee and will prove a most profitable investment. The old creamery had a fine business, but with this up-to-the-minute equipped institution, the dairy business around Winoska will undoubtedly make big gains and as a result give better returns to the farmers. R.V. Anderson, who for the past 8 years has operated a creamery near Plummer, has been secured as buttermaker. Mr. Anderson has had charge of the installing of the machinery and is already located at Winoska, ready to begin taking in cream as soon as the balance of the machinery is in place. The Winoska Creamery quit processing in 1978 when a thorough article about it appeared in the Rose Times region. I'll read from that story at a later date. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.